got about 4 Humvees.
You're clear. Light them all up. All right, fire it.
Keep shooting.
A video was leaked today depicting what appears to be a U.S. military helicopter firing on unarmed reporters.
12 million people have seen that video. You still want to tell me you think it's just a little website?
Man, we're getting a lot of movies this year about computers and biopics of websites and shit like that, or companies, whatever. I mean, first you had Jobs, then we had Runner, pretty much online gambling or whatever, and now this shit. I was just like, okay, can they make any more movies about looking in front of a goddamn computer screen, please? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Social Network should have came out this year, too.
You know what? This is like Jobs. I really have nothing to say about this except when you do a biopic, you're supposed to make your the person you're making the biopic about likable, especially, you know, if you want to paint them in a good light. But no, biopics don't seem to get that this year. Because this is the second movie. Well, yes, Rush did. Well, they have likable traits to them, but they both kind of are assholes. But I'll give you that. They
12 years a slave.
I didn't see that, so I can't speak for that. But
okay, that's right.
The problem with the Fifth Estate is the same problem that you and I have with Jobs. They make him a complete and utter asshole.
Which one? Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch.
All of them.
Well, did you know what this movie was before you went into it? Because I didn't.
I kind of knew the situation. I mean, I know about WikiLeaks. I know about the whole, I don't remember his name, but I do know about the soldier who he pretty much leaked stuff so he can get out of the army because he's transgendered and he wants to become a woman.
Yeah, I've heard that too, whatever. I didn't know. Only thing I knew was I saw the trailer, I saw Benedict Cumberbatch and the dude from Rush was in this, and I saw the title of the film. I didn't know it was about WikiLeaks and nothing like that or whatever. And when I saw it, I was just like, oh, so this is a biopic pretty much about WikiLeaks. And I was like, 3, 2, 1. Wow, this is boring.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Some people already know about this, but they actually made a documentary about WikiLeaks that's already on Netflix and a bunch of other shit. That is way, 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 way better than this shit.
It's funny because when Jobs got released too, there was a better thing on release on Netflix about Jobs.
Right. And it really does feel like with these films, you know, this and Jobs really do have a lot of correlations. They do. In terms of being a boring story that takes a lot of elements that you could have made interesting and just says, fuck it, too. And just having a completely fucking mundane and boring story plot following an asshole that you just don't give two shits about.
You know, there was times where I thought it was going to go somewhere halfway through the film, too, where I woke up because I was sleeping or whatever, and I woke up, and I was going like, oh, that looked like that could be cool. And then next you know it, they don't show anything that happens to it, and it just says, oh, it was handled this way. I was going to go like, all right, back to my nap now.
Yeah, it really is, because it does. It tries to set up, you know, some interesting facts that we all know about WikiLeaks, like the leaks and this story about the veteran now, at this point, who did leak this stuff. They go into those elements, but they don't do enough with them, and that's the problem. I mean, I don't really have anything else to say about this, per se. I mean, in terms of acting, I mean, Cumberbatch does his job of reading the script, but he's reading, you know, this director pretty much told him to be an asshole, and this is directed by Bill Condon, who, his last film was the woefully wonderful Twilight movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, tell that what you think, people, so.
I mean, Benedict Cumberbatch, I didn't care for the lisping he was doing. I don't know. So he just seems like he was a shite. I don't know how Daniel Brühl couldn't take this, but he was a shiesty motherfucker. And for Daniel Brühl to give up that hot piece of ass he had in this movie to go hang out with Benedict Cumberbatch about some secrecy that he knew would get him in trouble like this or whatever. It's just like, dude, I understand you trying to spread the word and press the power and all that shit, but you left your job. Well, you pretty much got fired or whatever. You got fired from your job. Your girlfriend, the hottest girl in the fucking movie, is pretty much about to walk out on you. And you're following something that could potentially put you in prison for life. Yeah,
good decision making.
Good decision making, especially there, whatever.
It's white people.
Yeah. Well, you know what the funny thing was, when she left or whatever, and they had that fallout, it's almost like Benedict Cumberbatch and them, I thought they were going to have like some kind of disagreement, but then, actually, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch just gets on the phone, and then Daniel Brühl is there on the next scene, flying over country to see this guy. I'm like, Oh, okay. So they didn't even explore their arguments, really.
No. There's, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it just like Jobs, there's a lot of inconsistencies, and there's a lot of things where it's like, oh, he's an asshole, but he's the main character of our story, so anything that makes him look like more of one, we're just gonna ignore for the fuck of it.
I didn't, when I saw it, I didn't know what exactly I was supposed to be doing in the film, and by that I'm saying, like, whose side was I supposed to be on?
You're right, yeah.
Like, what, because we talked about Escape Plan, but literally, this movie, like, 30 minutes in, lost me all the way in. I was just like, I am so confused on what's going on right now that I can't even keep up now. Like, you find out Benedict Cumberbatch is, like, he's using his, emails or whatever, but under different names of his own people or some shit like that, and then next you know it, they're, like, coming up with more stories or whatever, but then there's conflict in between the two and the company, but yet Daniel Brühl's still going along with it or whatever, and I'm just like, and then they're bringing up all this stuff with the president, and it was played by Anthony Mackie, but I was like, damn, just because the president's black in real life, they're just gonna get any black person to play the president. I was like, that doesn't even look like I understand that we had a lot of white president, so in movies it was just known to put a white president there, but damn, it seems like since we had Obama in office now, they just get any Negro to be president or whatever.
Is supposed to be a biopic, it should be someone who looks like Obama. I mean, it's not exactly hard to find an actor who just doesn't have a name, and you know, if he does an impersonation of Obama, make him look like it, and then bam, you got another factor that makes your biopic more interesting. Not fucking Anthony Mackie, who we all know isn't him. That leads to the disbelief that this is a biopic and that this is just a fictional narrative.
Yeah, and who was the woman he was working with? Like, what was her job title?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Now, I don't know her job title, whatever, but, like, okay, it looked like I'm supposed to be on their side, because what Benedict Cumberbatch and Daniel Brühl is doing, they're releasing information, which, granted, the world should see, but at the same time, this can cause thousands of people's their lives, whatever. So I'm guessing I'm supposed to be on the president's side or whatever. But then she just became, like, so distinct from what the movie was, whatever, that I was like, I don't even know if, like, I can't trust you either. I don't know if I should trust you either. I don't give a fuck.
There's no one to root for in this story. Whereas, you know, someone can argue, well, it's the same thing as The Social Network. There's no one to root for in that movie. And I say Andrew Garfield.
I mean, even Eisenberg, what the fuck is this? Eisenberg, right?
Yeah.
Even him, I mean, he's a dick or whatever, but, like, he has good lines in it that makes him kind of like, well, actually, he's kind of right, though, so kind of deserve it or whatever. I mean, so,
well, it's one of those things where, you know, you look at a director and writer between projects. Director and writer this, two schlubs. Director and writer that, David Fincher and Aaron Sorkin, who know what they're dealing with.
And also, they didn't cram, like, a bunch of fucking ideas in one fucking movie. They had one idea in the film, and they stuck with it all the way from halfway through the end or whatever. With here and Jobs, whatever, they just brought up tidbits of ideas, whatever, and then don't go nowhere. And then, once again, it's just someone narrating in the background. You're like, 2 hours of hearing this motherfucker talking about this is a global catastrophe, the hits, it's right here.
Right, it's like a Cliff Notes version.
I was like, honestly, I don't give a fuck.
It's a Cliff Note version for dummies.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I was bored as fuck. I saw this at midnight, too, whatever, and I was getting, you know, the snack bar's closed and shit. I'm looking at this like,
go to sleep. Go to sleep. Movie is dog shit.
I was getting dehydrated, and when I get dehydrated and I can't get the drink or something like that, my first instinct is I'll just go to sleep, they'll wipe it from my memory, whatever. And that's what was happening here, because shit was closed, I couldn't get anything, so I was just like, just trailing off, like, I just want to forget about my dehydration right now, whatever, because this movie is sucking the soul right out of my goddamn throat right now.
Yeah.
Could this be any more fucking boring, honestly? I was like, Jesus Christ. I just saw both of these guys in two... Matter of fact, two of my favorite movies all year, fucking 12 Years a Slave and goddamn Rush, whatever, and I'd see them in this movie, and, like, them working together, I felt no fucking chemistry looking at them two on the screen. I was just like, oh my god, did they just shoot this shit in a weekend?
Right. I mean, there's not much else to say about this. This is a low... it's a fuck it. It's a straight up fuck it. I mean, there's nothing here, folks. There is semblance of an interesting story that they have a lot to work with, as that documentary proved, but this movie is, like, this situation for dummies.
Yeah. And, I mean, I want to say how many times I could count something interesting popped up on screen. I thought, maybe four or five times, maybe. Maybe four times. I'll go four. And where I woke up and was like, oh, this looks like it's going to go somewhere, like, really cool or whatever. Because
nah.
It never felt like there was consequences, honestly.
Yeah, I agree.
they kept bringing up all these consequences that was going to happen, and not once did I feel danger for any of these guys or whatever. I was like, man, I thought Benedict Cumberbatch was a broke motherfucker. This motherfucker traveling from country to country. Shit. I was like, this seems awesome or whatever, whatever. Yeah, but, you know, it's a fuck it. I can't sit through this movie. I wouldn't sit through this. Why would I do that? I would have hurt myself like that.
Our job.
Oh, yeah.
So we leave you with this note. Don't go see this. Don't go see this. Oh, wait, nobody fucking did.
There is one good positive to go see this, though. If you're having sleeping troubles...
Oh, this will knock you right the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly. You go see this movie. You take a pillow, get your robe and a blankie, and you will knock the fuck right out in 30 minutes. You'd be like, oh, that's the best sleep I've had in years.
Good point. Good night, everyone.
Later, everyone.
It's just you and your ego and the lies you tell to get whatever you want.
This is information the world needs to know.
We need to crush these guys.
It's life. Times is life.
If you want the truth, you should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of.